Time now for your comments. Many of you thanked us for the sort of stories that we've just heard from Louisa Lim about the earthquake in southwestern China. We've heard some extraordinary reports from our colleagues there, but one of our reporters here said something that drew some different comments.
He said that traditionally in Chinese political culture, a natural disaster can be seen sometimes as a sign, as the end of the mandate of heaven when rulers lose their mandate to lead.
A couple of listeners told us those attitudes are changing. Chen Wu of Duarte, California writes, "These kinds of thoughts are hard to find among Chinese people under the age of 40 and even among older people who are more superstitious." Listener Leon Soon of Arlington, Virginia adds this.
There are certainly those in China who hold political superstition about disasters, like those in the United States who see God's wrath in 9/11. These ideas might surface randomly in the aftermath of a major disaster in any culture. The Chinese culture sees the earthquake first and foremost as what it is, a terrible loss of human life that requires the utmost human devotion to heal.
Our story about how text messages are helping spread information after the quake brought this question from some of you.
How exactly do you send a text message in Chinese, given it has thousands of characters?
Well, apparently you do not have a keyboard with thousands of characters. Chinese cell phones all have English letters on them, and every Chinese character can be romanized or transliterated. For instance, the single character Mao is spelled M-A-O.
So if you want to write the character Mao on your cell phone, you just type in M-A-O in English, and all the Chinese characters that are pronounced Mao come up on your screen. You just choose the character you want, then type in the romanization of the next character, and so on. Doesn't sound that easy.
No, but it seems to be easy enough that millions of Chinese send millions of text messages every single day.
Finally, Peaches Henry of Waco, Texas, heard my conversation about great political insults throughout history and noticed that we mentioned only one female politician who delivered a good, snappy comeback, Senator Margaret Chase Smith. So our listener asks,
did Barbara Jordan or Shirley Chisholm or Eleanor Roosevelt never get off a smart political comeback? They must have, because I'll bet they, like Hillary Clinton, were constantly being told to sit down and shut up.
Well, after a cursory search, and let's emphasize cursory here, we weren't able to search every biography. We weren't able to come up with a suitable insult from any of those fine women, at least not one that's in print. We did find this on-point remark from the late Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm. Quote, "Tremendous amounts of talent are being lost to our society just because that talent wears a skirt."
If you have any good one-liners from great women in history, or just a few lines you'd like to share about our program, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.